Overton County to produce lettuce year-round. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's just a tremendous agricultural, industrial prospect that we're tickled to death with.
Overton County Mayor Kenneth Copeland talking about this week's announcement of Hydro Sierra of Tennessee, locating a $40 million hydroponic facility in Livingston where they plan to raise lettuce year-round.
And they plan on building four greenhouses. Each one of them will be 500,000 square feet with support building. This will be completed by 2011. We'll employ up to 300 people.
Now, Mayor Copeland says this announcement is a shot in the arm for the local economy as they plan to break ground next month and are expected to harvest their first crop of lettuce starting next January. Overton County UT Extension Director Ron Johnson says one of the reasons that Hydro Sierra selected Overton County was the climate.
And we're not real far north, we're not real far south, so the heating of the greenhouses and the cooling and the environment is real favorable for that. So they will grow Boston lettuce year-round along with some other lettuces, and also they will be growing, I think, some greens a little bit later on when they get in the full operation, which will take about 3 years.
Now Johnson says a lot of credit goes to the city, county, and state governments for working together to bring Hydro Sierra to the area. The only place of its kind in the country.
This is their first location in the United States. They've got other locations around the world, but they're going to spend about $40 million in Overton County, and it's probably going to put us on the map. And we're just tickled to death that they've chose Overton County to bring their operation to us.
Well, a really neat venture for Overton County, a $40 million investment, 300 jobs, all to grow lettuce on water. Governor Phil Bredesen was quoted as saying the state looks forward to a long and prosperous partnership with Hydro Sierra of Tennessee. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.